So, Stuart, you've had a couple of days then to sort of reflect on the Bolton game. Are your views on the match similar to what they were on Saturday night?
Yeah, we again, before you go into any game, you're looking for a good performance. We outstanding performance, I thought. We created a lot of chances. It was just one of them games where I think I've been involved in several in my career where you just wonder how you've not got the win. And they rode their little bit of luck, but we move on now. We get ready for the Birmingham game.
It's tough right after a match, isn't it, like that, to take positives out of a performance when you've kind of slept on it. Do you sort of see them a bit better on Sunday or Monday?
No, like I said, the pleasing thing is the things that you try out on the training ground. It's just that final piece of the jigsaw, which is probably the most important bit, sticking that ball in the net. Credit to lads, another clean sheet. But like I say, you have highs, so many highs and lows in this game. We had a low against Millwall, conceded with 10 seconds to go. A low against Forest, playing so well and not getting anything. And then on Saturday, when we've played ever so well, credit. To go away and create 25 chances just shows how well we are playing and performing. But no, we've keep the away form going. Just a little disappointed we didn't get the away win.
I know it's only six games, but you could easily be in that top six, couldn't you, really?
Well, it's easy for me to say that, but probably other eight or nine, ten other managers are probably saying the same. There's fine lines. You just need that little bit of luck, a little bit of rub of the green. I just felt on Saturday we just needed to be a little bit more ruthless, which and a bit more composure and a bit more calm in front of goal.
You said after the game that you hoped that the drop point against Millwall, Forest and then Saturday didn't come back to haunt you, which suggests that you think you can actually really achieve something this year.
Well, again, like you just said earlier, I just look, 2 points dropped against Millwall and probably one against Forest and then two on Saturday, then 5 points. It's just nice being in that top half of the table, but the championship already at the table, I think, is just sort of showing now is that nobody's going to sort of romp away with it. I think Forest have drawn against Derby yesterday, so there are going to be lots of draws and twists. It's when you go away from home and but play ever so well, and you want to get back on the bus thinking, well, we deserve 3 points there.
But the full-time whistle, to see the body language of yourself and the players there, and there was a bit of dejection, I think, that you hadn't won the game, but I just wondered whether the reception from the fans picked you up, it seemed to, as you were leaving the field.
Well, again, it's just you just know you've been involved in a game where certain games before where you thought, well, we've scraped a draw there. I'm just totally gutted and disappointed that we haven't given the Sheffield Wednesday fans 3 points to celebrate. And you can see what a win away from home at Middlesbrough, Burnley and Brighton does. It gives everybody a lift. It gives us that confidence. But I reminded the players after, look, we are playing well. We're performing well. We're creating chances. I know this time last season, we're probably going away from home and having to hang on in games and probably only creating 3-4 chances, and they were probably from set play. So our quality on the ball in open play is excellent, but like I say, we can't keep coming in and saying we've played well and not got enough out of the game.
One of the funny things about the game, I think, is that you had 20-odd shots, but how many did Stevie May and Atty Nuyiu actually have? Is that part of the issue? Is that sort of the final ball? Does that need to be better?
Well, I just felt I'd got the players at half-time because we got into several good positions, mainly down the right-hand side. Our final ball into the box, crossing-wise, was not good enough. And the forwards need service. Atty needs service. Stevie May needs service. Even if it's Jack McGomer tracking the back post and same the other way. So we're getting to the areas of the field where we've got to punish the teams. But, like I said before, it's got to be the bit more quality.
Chris Maguire, has he quite matched his form from last year so far in these six games?
I think Chris at the moment is... Chris thrives on goals. And I think in the first half, he's had one cleared off the line. He's at the bar against, I think, was it Derby County? So Chris, and he's had two wonderful shots against Forest. So Chris is one of them people that thrives on goals. He gets his confidence from that. But for the team, the effort he's putting in is excellent at the moment. And like I said, to go away from home and create. And I think Chris has probably had 3 goal attempts on Saturday, all probably in the first half. But what I've got now, I've got competition for places. And one thing they do know is if they fall away, they're out of the team.
We had a first look at Royston Drenthe at the weekend. How do you think he did?
Well, I was disappointed for him, and I think he's disappointed for himself because he should have had a couple of goals because all week in training he's been driving inside whether it be Joe Matic or Rafa playing when we've been doing shape, and he's been passing into that bottom corner. It just shows sometimes you go from the training pitch to the match pitch. I just felt that last chance he had when Jack McGorma broke away, he slipped him in. He could maybe add another touch. But he knows as well, he's got to be hitting the target.
He needs time, doesn't he? Given he's not played a lot of football.
Yeah, he does. He's not played. I think I asked him. I said, "Look, have you got half an hour in you?" It's as daft it sounds, because he's not played any pre-season games. But one thing he does do, again, I think he excites the crowd. He can take fullbacks on. He can take any player on. But he can also take the ball up the pitch 50, 60 yards for you. So once we get match sharpness and match fully fit, I think we've got an outstanding player.
One of the things that managers tend to say at a time like this is that, well, one team's going to get a beating sooner or later, you know, if we're creating these chances. Is that how you see it?
Well, I'm going back as far back as when I was a player with Graham Taylor. Graham Taylor was into his stats and things about creating how many goal chances you need to create to win a game of football. So, and one day I think we beat Ipswich 6-0, I think, at home at Villa Park, and I think we had 8 goal attempts. And he gave us a bit of a rollicking because he said we'd used all our goals. So I couldn't work it out at the time. But then you see the other day when we've had 25 goal attempts and we've not got a goal. So who knows? People keep saying that these will balance themselves out. The pleasing thing is it's a collective thing. I think Tom Lees has had one cleared off the line. Mm-hmm. Joe Matic, a header. So we're sharing the chances out. And if you said to me, we're going to go to Birmingham and create 25 chances, I'll snap your hand off.
Do you feel you've got the quality that you need in there to get the goals? I mean, only 5 so far, but do you think it is just a matter of time of being a bit more ruthless, just being a bit more patient in certain opportunities, or is there a lack of quality? What is it?
I wouldn't say lack of quality. I would say it was just a bit of luck. We had 2 cleared off the line. You've got to give Bolton some credit there. That's good. That's good defending. And like I said before, players don't mean to miss. Now, if I sat here talking to you and it was a little bit boring draw where both teams didn't look like scoring, I'd be a little bit worried at the moment. I'm full of confidence that we're creating chances and it'll come.
What makes a strong away team in your view?
What we're doing at the moment, not getting beat, being compact. You defend with 11, you attack with 11, and our forwards are showing their defensive qualities, closing down their back four. And then when they get through the back four, the midfield are doing the job, and then if they get through the midfield, the defenders are doing the job. So I'm a great believer we attack with 11 and we defend with 11.
It's something that you managed quite quickly when you took the job here, that you became very tough to beat away from home, and that has just sort of carried on this season, hasn't it?
Yeah, when I first came out, I can think right back to when actually we won 1-0, I think it was, or it might be a 0-0 away at Barnsley. And we just looked a bit too open, they could get through the lines. So I'm asking my wide players to tuck in, and but all I'm asking the players to do is run around, close down, tackle, win it, give it, play it simple, but give 100%.
It is a tough division, though, to be a good away team.
Yeah, it is. It is. One thing you do know, sometimes there's a lot of pressure on teams to win at home. I've got pace in my team. We can counteract teams. We can be on the front foot and play. We can knock the ball about the pitch. We can change play quickly. But what I've also got players. I've got players that can run at defenders in 1v1 situations as well. I think Maguire's shown that. McGoma's shown that. Royston will show that. And Jerry Milan has shown that as well.
Birmingham have changed a lot since you last met them in March. You won that game 4-1. I think only 2 players played in that game. They actually played against Leeds at the weekend. So they're going to be a very different side that you face, aren't they?
Well, I think in the close season, I think every other signing, Birmingham was signing a player. So Birmingham have strengthened the squad by bringing players in. They've got a boy called David Edgar, who I know I work with at Burnley, who's playing in the team at the moment. But no, credit to them. They've changed it round. They've had a reasonable start. But it's a ground that we go to that we've got a few scars and memories from last season where I think we got battered there really last season, but we're a different side this year as well.
You're a different side to that game as well. I mean, you only had 2 players who played in that game that played this weekend, so this side's changed a lot as well, hasn't it?
You're a bit of a stato to that, yeah. No, it has. The pleasing thing is that we get on the bus going to Birmingham City full of confidence, knowing that we can go to the Brightons and the Middlesbroughs and the Burnleys. And as well as the Boltons and get good results, but it's the most important thing is the commitment, the 100% energy the players are putting in, the willingness, the desire to keep that ball out of the net, and credit to the players, they deserve all that credit.
Is it something at all that you focus on when you're on an unbeaten run, whether it's away from home or at home?
No, I just want to get on an unbeaten run. We want to keep the run going, we want to get up the league. I could keep saying to the players, we're not at that stage of the season where you need to put points on in threes, but at this moment in time, we are playing very well against teams and not picking up the 3 points. I do certainly look at the Millwall game and look at the Bolton game, and that is 4 points lost.
Just a quick check on the team news. Any update on Lean Sam Hutchinson?
Lee's out running, training, straight line running, a little bit of checking. Sam's very close as well, but tomorrow's game is going to be a bit too early for them. And then I've got a decision to make whether to bring my captain back in for Zayata.
It's got to be an automatic choice, hasn't he? Your captain, he's played so well.
Well, you'll see tomorrow.
But is it a difficult decision when you see Zayata playing the way he is? But I suppose that Leuven's Leeds partnership was good as well.
Well, the pleasing thing is that Leeds and Zayata have shown they can play together. They did ever so well at Burnley and did well at Bolton on Saturday. But the pleasing thing is like I said, is that competition. I've got that competition, and like Chris Maguire, he's got Royston breathing down his neck. I've got McGomer, who's got Alan breathing down his neck. And now I've got two centre-halves breathing down Leeds' neck, and Zayata's and Leuven's.
Thank you. Cheers.